With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. This week marks the High Holy Days of the Jewish New Year, and it comes at a time when people of faith have changed how they worship together. California Governor Gavin Newsom has restricted gathering indoors to slow the spread of COVID-19. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, it has forced local congregations to rediscover what it means to be communities of faith.
Sunday in Pacific Grove, and my dog Bogey and I are on our morning walk. Up here, there's a three-block section of Central Avenue, where each block is the site of a different church. And if you time it just right, you can hear the hymns from each church as you pass by. But since the governor's order, the only sound you hear is traffic and an occasional crow. It made me wonder, what do congregations do when they can no longer congregate? So I asked two local leaders of faith to talk about how the pandemic has changed what they do and their relationship with those they lead in prayer.
I am Cantor Margaret Bruner, and I am the religious leader of Temple Bethel Salinas.
My name is Reverend Father Peter Crivello.
He likes to be called Father Pete.
I serve as pastor of St. Angela Merici Parish in Pacific Grove, California. I'm also Vicar General for the Diocese of Monterey.
Father Pete turned to the technology he knows best, telephones. He started making calls to people who live alone and the elderly.
To let them know we're thinking of them and praying for them.
Then he encouraged others to do the same.
Reach out to fellow parishioners, friends, neighbors, family members, and just check in with other people and tell them a joke. Laugh together, share what you're doing, share what you're cooking for dinner. And that was kind of a beginning.
Like Father Pete, Cantor Bruner says it begins with a phone call. Lots of phone calls.
I can't make enough phone calls in one day to check on people. People need rides. People need food delivered to their homes. We look to one another to care for each other, and we really have a new, broader need and understanding of the value of community.
Father Pete agrees. In many ways, orders to socially distance are actually bringing people of faith closer together.
The church building is shut down, but parish life, Christian life has not stopped. And it's helped them to say, my faith really matters to me, and not just my personal faith, but coming together and belonging to a community of faith.
A lot of synagogues I've spoken to and some churches are getting more people on Zoom because people are craving community.
That's not to say shelter in place hasn't been a challenge.
The most difficult thing is socially spacing the Jewish people from one another. That's not their forte. They like to be close together. And when you read the Torah, you're very close to looking at it and reading it.
For Father Pete, the challenge was streaming a 2,000-year-old religious service on 21st century equipment.
We initially had a camera to film Mass for Sunday, you know, on top of a pile of furniture. We now have a tripod. We had to get boosted up internet service for our church, and finally came up with buying a camera and how do you use it.
But they figured it out and now stream a weekly Saturday night Mass and hold a socially distant outdoor service on their preschool playground. Temple Bethel is taking a different approach.
My synagogue is probably completely crazy. We are going to experiment with a drive-in parking lot bar mitzvah, and people will be in their cars attending and tuning to an FM channel in their car so they can hear.
Some have argued the closing of houses of worship is anti-religious and a violation of freedom of religion. Father Pete doesn't see it that way. He says closing St. Angela is an act of charity.
We want to maintain the safety, especially of the vulnerable, those who have compromised immune systems, the elderly, and really try to keep people safe.
An act of charity, putting the safety of others ahead of the congregation's desire to meet in person. As Father Pete puts it, in this terrible time, the church must do its part. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.